Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I'm here with Margie House today from OSU Extension in Gold Beach. How are you, Margie?
Good. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Thanks for making the trip to see us today. Margie, you want to tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at OSU Extension?
Sure. So I am recently just promoted to the coordinator position for both the 4-H Youth Development Program and our Family Community Health, primarily with the Master Food Preserver Program, which deals with food preservation and food safety.
Very cool. That's really exciting that the Master Food Preserver Program is coming back to Curry.
Yeah, and so hopefully I'll be back at some point to talk to you about all of that stuff that's going on too.
That'd be wonderful. Margie's involved in a lot with OSU Extension, so that's why we brought her here today. So there's some stuff happening with 4-H this year and the fair and commotion on the ocean, and maybe people have heard or they haven't. You want to tell us a little bit about what's coming up at the end of the month?
Yeah, so, you know, our flagship summer program for 4-H is, you know, the fair. And this year, it's going to be a little different. We found out a little late in the game that the fair was being moved to the end of August. And that really affects a lot of our kids who have auction animals. They are bred specifically for a time of year where they're ready for auction. And, you know, pushing that another month, your animals get a little big, a little less prime for purchasing. And we made the decision to go our own and have a qualifying show in July when the fair typically had been held. We are working very closely with the fair to make sure that we've got some presence going on there as well. But we're really dedicated to this separate qualifying show. And to make it something special, you know, it's been dubbed Commotion by the Ocean, we're including a community event at the end for some fun educational activities for youth and families in the area, and for organizations to really come and showcase how they support the community and just have a little fun with us.
That's very cool. So it's a whole week of, like, judging for all of these 4-H students that have raised animals and stuff.
Yeah, and it's more than animals, too. So we've got our static exhibits. So basically all the arts and crafts and foods and forestry, just all of these different projects that our 4-H members can get involved in. So we've got clubs in everything from surfing to parkour. I don't know if you're familiar with what parkour is.
I do not know what that is.
It's basically urban gymnastics.
Oh, really?
So these kids do athletic gymnastic type activities on outside structures.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get them doing some sort of activities at our event as well. But all of those things that you typically also saw at the fair, so our showmanship and confirmation for animals, everything from the smallest animal, I think we're going to have our rabbits, and all the way up to steer. So
Wow.
We've got our show ring, like we typically would at fair, and the kids will go through. We've got our whole list of shows are on our website. So those are open to the public, and they're a lot of fun to watch, especially the pig show, if you can make it. That's always
a good
one.
And are they free?
They're free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they're at the fairgrounds in Gold Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what is the website for people that are curious about visiting the website?
It's www.extension.oregonstate.edu/curry. And then you'll navigate, find 4-H, and it's pretty clear from there, but you can always give us a call.
Yeah, I think we can probably attach the website, too, to the podcast.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that way people can have, that way people can have a little information if they want to find out what the schedule of events are.
That would be great.
Yeah. So they're all taking place there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like just like what would ordinarily be happening at the fair, just at a different time.
Yeah. So people can come in and walk through the barn, see the animals. We'll have goats, sheep. We'll have rabbits, steer. I mean, that's my favorite part of the fair, walking through and seeing those animals. And so that part will really be taking place at our piece there. And then we'll have our static exhibit hall, which has educational displays, arts and crafts, kind of mentioned some of the food stuff. We'll also be having some food demonstrations, so kids that come in and do some cooking demos. And that's all on the schedule.
That's very cool. This
mm-hmm.
is really awesome. It's really awesome that you all took that into consideration, right? Sometimes when we plan stuff, we don't always think about all the moving parts. And it's cool that you all are still moving forward and taking into consideration that, you know, some of these kids with their animals couldn't show them a month later and giving them the opportunity and making that effort. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So is it just OSU Extension and 4-H, or do you have any like community partners for this event, or?
So, where the community partners come in with this event is that Saturday piece that we've expanded the term Commotion by the Ocean to the whole event, but it really is focused on that one day, and that is Saturday. And Saturday, Commotion by the Ocean is where people can come out, and it's going to be in Dosha Suite at the fairgrounds. We're going to have booths, and it'll be just organizations and people throughout the community coming in to put on some hands-on activities for kids and families. I know right now for signups, we've got, you know, the library is coming, the Gold Beach Library is coming, and they've got some chalk art that they're going to have. I think I've heard that they're going to have little blocks for people to color in, and it's going to become a big book cover. So
oh, wow.
That's one really neat one. I think the Master Gardeners have something called Eat the Rainbow. Oh, yeah, and the Watershed is coming, and they're pulling in a trailer that's, yeah, it's the Stream trailer. It's really cool. Their website has a lot of info on it, and we're excited that they're pulling that in for us. Just really cool stuff.
Yeah. For those of our listeners that don't know, we have an AmeriCorps Vista person here at the interview with us. Did you want to come to the microphone really quick and introduce yourself for us, since they probably just heard your voice?
And, yeah, she's kind of my side brain right
now. Tell us who you are.
My name is Brianna Wallace. I'm working with AmeriCorps Vista this summer. I'm the 4-H Healthy Living Program Assistant with Margie and Ruth at the Extension Office. So I'm really excited to be helping them with all the events that are going on, the Commotion by the Ocean on Saturday. So I'm really happy to be here and happy to help and be a part of all this. It's awesome.
Very cool. Thank you. I just thought, you know, people might hear the little voice in the background and not really know who that is. So it'd be cool that they're feel included in this experience we're having right now.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm really excited about this. I'm excited that youth have stuff to do in our county, right? I think sometimes they get, I know in Brookings in particular, they kind of get disregarded as, oh, you know, they're young people and whatever. And they really do. There's a lot of our youth that care and they volunteer their time and, you know, they're raising animals with their families or they're raising vegetables and gardening and they're doing all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives them a chance to still continue to highlight it. So the actual Commotion by the Ocean event is happening. What's the Saturday date? It's the 25th of July. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The 25th. And that's 11 to 4.
Okay.
And it also is happening at the same time as our junior livestock auction.
Okay.
So, for those of you who aren't familiar or haven't been to the auction at the fair, that's actually being held at Commotion by the Ocean this year as well. And that's on the same day. At noon, there's a bidder's barbecue.
Okay.
So folks that are interested in coming and participating in the auction and bidding on some of our 4-H auction animals can come to that barbecue, which is also free for bidders. It's delicious. They usually have tri-tip. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's free for bidders. What about people that aren't bidding? Do they get to come if they want to pay?
I think the committee had talked about that.
Okay.
But they haven't had a final say. So the junior auction committee is actually separate from 4-H. They run that event.
Okay.
And we partner with them. You know, we bring the kids, they bring the auction. It's really a cool setup.
Cool. And they're based out of Gold Beach though as well, right?
They are. And that's a volunteer driven, nonprofit organization.
Oh, wow. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of stuff happening the whole week.
A ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And it is free. And we would love to have people come. Fairgrounds, you know, just pull in and find us. We're going to have signs.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's very cool. So for those of our listeners that don't know what 4-H stands for as well, I was just realizing that I probably couldn't tell someone if
they asked
me.
You don't know what the 4-H is on?
I don't know. I was not a 4-H student. I grew up in the city of Brookings, not outside. So I didn't have a lot of chance to participate in 4-H.
Well, you did. Because, you know, Curry County 4-H expands all the way from Brookings down to Langlois.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we've got tons of kids in Brookings. A couple clubs out here that participate. But the 4-H's are head, heart, hands, and health.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yep.
So if I had a kid that lived in Brookings and wanted to participate in 4-H, that's totally...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have Brookings Livestock. We okay. have the Chetco Critter Club. We used to have a shooting sports club out here. Really, it's up to what our volunteers, time-wise or interest level in specific project areas.
Okay.
Anything under the sun can become a project in 4-H.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But you just said volunteers, so... There's someone yeah. that would be from the community that would volunteer their time to work with the youth? Or
yeah, and typically they are parents of the youth that okay. Are wanting to do these projects, but they don't have to be. We have had clubs that are run by people in town that have a specific interest in something. We have resource leaders that come through and have done like GPS tracking and geocaching with kids that just have an interest, mm-hmm. and we have... The kids. So it's a good little partnership there.
Mm-hmm. GPS tracking, people probably know what that is. But what's geocaching for those listeners that might not know what geocaching is?
You're testing me here. So, because I've never really gone, and this is, you know.
I have friends that have gone, but I've never really gone either. So that's why I was hoping that you might give me some insight to what that is. I didn't know 4-H did that.
There are, would you call them clues? Set at coordinates throughout a trail or in a designated area, and you use your GPS unit to locate those. And they can be anything from just a small token, or I've heard of like book exchange ones where you can find a book and leave a book.
Really? I want to do a book exchange one. Can we do a book exchange one?
I want to do like a money exchange one.
Money exchange one.
Candy exchange. I mean, apparently there's a lot of them around here
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah. There's mm-hmm. quite a few. I have a number of friends that do it. I'm usually Margie and I were just talking before the podcast started about how busy we both are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, where did they find time to go geocaching? Cause don't find the time to do that kind of thing. But I think it's interesting. So there's all sorts of different ways that people can participate with 4-H then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything from, you know, leading a club, to just being one of those resource leaders that we can call on to say, hey, we know that you have this expertise in an area and we're either putting on this event or we have some kids interested in it. Do you have some time to help out? And it really comes down to just working with our volunteers and what time level of commitment that they're willing to give.
That's very cool. Yeah, volunteers are very valuable in our county.
And we absolutely value each and every one of ours.
Yeah, that's a big part of it is valuing those people, especially, again, people that are working with youth,
mm-hmm.
Because they really are the future of this county and the world, and just being conscious of that.
Mm-hmm.
The more we invest in them now, the more positive future we have. That's very cool. So July 25th is the event, Commotion on the Ocean, from 11 to 4.
11 to 4. And actually, our week begins with our horse events on the 19th.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So actually, it's the 19th through the 25th is the whole week of events.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. So the horses go around the arena and prance, or what are they?
There's a lot of different styles of riding that they go through. So, and I'm not the horse expert, and we are so lucky to have such amazing leaders that are running those shows for us this year in my first year taking over. But everything from Western saddle to English, there's gaming. I'm going to forget a whole bunch of stuff, but really talented young ladies that will be riding.
No young men?
I don't think we have any young men riders right now.
Okay.
But there will be some ranch horse. That's typically what a lot of the young men get into is the ranch horse, the roping.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So it's July 19th through the 25th, ending with a special event on the 25th from 11 to 4. They're calling it Commotion by the Ocean. It's OSU Extension in partnership with 4-H. Please join them at the fairgrounds. If I can find a ride up to Gold Beach, I'm hoping to make it up for Commotion on the Ocean, actually. I am Scott Clapson. I'm the community organizer here on KCIW. If you're enjoying these programs on KCIW, please donate to us. We really appreciate all of your donations. We are a nonprofit, so all of your donations are tax deductible. And we'd like to give special thanks to Meyer Memorial Trust for the generous startup grant that they helped us get so we can actually get an antenna, so we can be on the radio waves and not just online, so we can have more of a presence. I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer. I'm here with Margie House, and we are talking about commotion by the ocean and 4-H and OSU Extension. So Margie, what are you most excited about?
Well, one thing that I'm just realizing that I didn't mention is that we have our shooting sports that'll be there too.
Like shooting guns or?
There'll be bow and arrow.
Oh, really?
So it's archery.
Oh, wow.
And where archery in our schedule for the annual fair is typically held is at a time in which there really isn't a public presence. And so we're really excited that this year it'll be on the 24th on Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And these kids are amazing. They hit those targets and just
with the real
blow
bow,
my mind at
with
how
a real bow and arrow.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like with the pointy tip, like they could.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah. But I guess I would say what I'm most excited for is the community involvement we're seeing and getting involved in this event we're having on the 25th for sure.
That's very cool. So what kind of community involvement have you noticed? Like, are people really like getting excited and making plans to come out? And
yeah, they're hearing about it and asking questions. And to me, that's the biggest indicator that we're getting out there and people are hearing that we're doing something and they're wanting to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool when people start inquiring, because it shows that they're doing more than just looking at the flyer. They're actually seeing that, oh, hey, this is something that I could see myself either going to or participating. And especially like this time of year, so busy for a lot of people. I don't know what it's like up in Gold Beach, but we kind of joke that this is the festival gauntlet during the summer, that it's like every weekend there's stuff going on, and it's just like, and then people are going out of town. And so nonprofits kind of, unless you're doing a festival, we kind of take the summer off, because it's hard to get people together because they're volunteering with the Kite Festival or the Pirate Festival or the Art in Stout Park in the first weekend of August. So yeah, lots of stuff happening. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So this is the first year that this is happening, right? This usually happens with the fair.
That's right. Yeah. So it is the first year that this is happening, and come next year, now that we've got the dates a little sooner for the county fair, we'll be merging back with them. It's very important to us to keep our partnership with the fair strong and to keep growing the open class as well as our fair entries for our 4-H members. But yeah, this is the only year that we'll be doing this, and we're trying to make it really special for the kids, because it's missing that element of excitement with the merry-go-rounds and the Ferris wheels. And so, you know, we've got our families staying at the fairgrounds. We're calling it the 4-H Village. They're kind of free to create their own kind of evening entertainment for themselves, family-friendly. We got the shows during the week, and then ending with Saturday, capping off with that event, Commotion by the Ocean, from 11 to 4.
So the 4-H families are actually going to be staying there at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and that's kind of the neat part about having this separately, is that we can kind of take over the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
The space that we're calling the 4-H Village is what typically is where the carnival takes place, so that big field there. And from, you know, just even being able to have field games together or just hanging out with their families and chatting, we're just taking full advantage of our space there.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So, but next year it will be all back together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And next year, are they still planning on doing the fair late in July or late in August or?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It will be late in August. But at this state in the game, it's easier for us to plan ahead and to talk to our breeders and to make some of those arrangements ahead of time. There's lots of considerations that go into it. So it's not just our auction animals. We butt up against state fair. So many of you know the state fair happens around the Labor Day weekend. So come the first week in September is when we're bringing our exhibits from the county fair down to state fair for judging and all of that sort of stuff. We also butt up against the start of the school year. So there's some considerations there that's going to need to happen. And then some of our senior members who might be moving on to college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be better for us to have more time to plan. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a planner.
Yes.
But some challenges, and I don't think it's nothing we can't, you know, overcome, or there are more opportunities than challenges, I guess.
Okay.
Opportunities for something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Opportunities are always good.
Yeah.
New things happen with new opportunities. What do you hope to happen in this week? I mean, obviously you want people to come, but besides, like, are you hoping to engage like more young people in 4-H, or like what's the, besides just the creating a fun space for the 4-H people and for people to come and visit, but what's
always, the... Yeah, just for the community to see what 4-H is really all about, and, and to know that, something that they can do. So, you know, if you've got kids anywhere from the age of, you know, kindergarten through third, or our Clover Buds, we have opportunities for them. They come to fair and they do what's called show and tell. So just seeing what those kids are able to do, and then from third all the way up through 12th, if you're not currently involved in 4-H, come and check us out and see what you can get involved in. And meeting the kids and families, I think, is just huge for anyone who isn't involved. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there'll be information there. Like if someone's there with their family and they want to get involved in 4-H,
yes,
there would be a way for them to plug in that week, right?
There would be. And we'll also be at the county fair doing the same thing, really promoting participation in 4-H, anywhere from membership to volunteering. We've also got other summer activities going on, our annual 4-H summer camp for third through fifth graders. That's in August. So we'll be doing some promotions with that. We have our camp counselors coming, and they'll be doing some activities at Commotion by the Ocean as well. I'm thinking face painting.
Yeah.
Something cool like that.
And that's the camp that happens up at Lobster?
Lobster Creek Camp.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. This year's theme is the great outdoors.
Okay.
And we've got activities, everything from building your own birdhouse out of materials you find in nature, archery, and pellet guns. Swimming, hiking, tie-dye, everything under the sun that you could think of that a kid would want to do at summer camp. Just lasting memories and lots of meeting new friends. So 4-H has opportunities outside of club work. We do some stuff in the schools, and we do our annual summer camp. We also have a surf camp that happens. This year we did it in March. We had it during spring break. We're looking at moving it back to the summer again next year. But definitely promoting lots of those opportunities we've got throughout the year as well.
So a surf camp? There's a surf camp?
Yeah. So we have an annual surf camp, and we started last year. So we've had our second annual one, and it's statewide. We even had a delegate from Japan last year. So a 4-H member was abroad for the summer and came to our surf camp. So we've hit, I think 12 counties across Oregon were represented at that surf camp last year. And kids do everything from surfing, sea kayaking. We do have a sailboat. We haven't taken it out yet. But they get that hands-on opportunity with our volunteers who are local experts in the area of, you know, the outdoor adventuring. And they take them out there, teach them safety, teach them how to do those activities, and we do some ocean stewardship as well. So we did a beach cleanup. We did some work with the Redfish Rocks Marine Reserve, doing some educational activities with the kids, dissecting fish. They just really get to see where you can take your love of the ocean to the next level, to a career.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really try to tie all of those aspects into one, you know, get them excited, get them surfing, and then show them that this passion can turn into a lifelong endeavor for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely a possible career. Mm-hmm. And to show, you know, I know when I was growing up here in Brookings, there didn't seem like there was a whole world out there, but I didn't really know what the options were until I left Brookings. And so any way that we can equip young people before they leave Curry County to know while they're still here that, oh, here's what my next steps could be. Here's, you know, I have all sorts of different things that I can study and all sorts of different schools that I can go to. We recommend that you look into OSU and Corvallis, because they're great. But yeah, there's lots of opportunities for that.
Yeah, and I'd say that's one of the really cool things about 4-H as well, is that we are connected to the university. So we're housed under the School of Public Health and Human Sciences at Oregon State University. And so we have those connections to the university. We have opportunities for kids to do things like, we just had about 5 kids go to summer conference,
okay,
which is kids from around Oregon in the 4-H program get to go to campus for, I think it's like 3 or 4 days, and they're on campus, they're doing activities led by 4-H leaders, led by faculty on campus, and they get to just get that little taste of what that world is there on campus, and it opens their mind. They come back and you can see that spark. It's really neat. And besides that, there are opportunities for kids to go all the way to, we had kids go to the state capitol and get to talk to some of our state leaders there to influence some.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it is more than just horses and bunnies.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And this year, too, I don't know if you saw, but the Outdoor School for All passed.
Yes.
And OSU Extension is going to be really instrumental in bringing that to life. I think what I had heard is that some of that funding goes through the 4-H program then. And so we'll be the ones really working with the rest of the community to make that happen and make that a reality here in Curry County.
That is so cool.
Yeah. That one, when that passed the other day, I just kind of jumped out of my chair. I was like, I get to do that. That is going to be so fun.
That is really cool. It sounds like you're really passionate about this.
Oh, yeah.
Working with
youth. No, I love my job. Yeah. Every day I'm like, I'm getting paid to be here right now. This is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very cool. So, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there anything that you want to leave us with about 4-H or how people maybe could get involved if they can't make it to that week's of events? Or, what would you like to...
I guess I'd say we're always a phone call away.
Yeah.
Absolutely come join us for any one of our summer events, Commotion by the Ocean on the 25th of July. Check us out at the Curry County Fair as well. We'll be hanging out there at a booth. And just know the sky's kind of the limit. And, it'll open up your world if you're a kid. It'll really open up your world if you're an adult, because you get to help see those changes that you can be making in a kid's life. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of starting to regret that I didn't get involved in 4-H when I was growing up.
You want to volunteer for us, Scott?
If I can find some time in my schedule, Margie, absolutely. Maybe I can make that a goal for this next year.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I know the gardening part of it, right? And the stuff like that I'm really super passionate about.
We need a whole other podcast to talk about our school gardening project.
I know, right? Well, I'm hoping to actually do that. Tom, our president for KCIW, and I have been talking about starting a podcast series on Oregon healthcare transformation, and I'm seeking approval right now from some community partners to do that. And one of these aspects would be this idea of us growing these garden networks, and the Wild Rivers Local Food Collaborative has kind of taken a turn to become specifically focused on garden education and this idea of promoting local gardens and demo gardens and things like that, so we can specifically engage youth. Right.
Absolutely.
So it's really exciting times to be living in Curry County. I hope Senator Cruz is listening. So thank you so much, Margie House, for joining us, and our AmeriCorps Vista guest, Bri Anna from OSU Extension up in Gold Beach and 4-H. Thank you so much. I'm really excited. It's July 19th through the 25th. We will be attaching the website where you can find out the schedule of events with this podcast, and be sure to join us, especially for Commotion by the Ocean on July 25th at the fairgrounds from 11 to 4. Thank you so much, both of you, for all that you do. It was my pleasure to be in the Ford leadership cohort with both of you, and just to continue to see all these connections that we're building across the county and just becoming stronger together. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to KCIW. Please, if you enjoy these podcasts, please donate and help us stay on the air and make this vision of having a radio antenna here in Brookings to actually go on the radio waves of reality. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.